Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Lloyd Kennewell is travelling up with Vedora later in the week. Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
It's an exciting week for all concerned, mate, isn't it? I guess you're down in Melbourne away from it a bit, but I think it's really building into something pretty big come Saturday.
Yeah, I think publicity, good or bad, is a good build-up for a big race, and I think there's been plenty of that, so it's good. Very, very excited to be there.
I think everyone knows the race is on.
I think so. I think Mr. Volandis would probably be pretty happy.
Yeah, I think he would be. Well, what about you? Are you happy with your mare?
Yeah, very happy. She's done everything right. She's probably pretty much cloned to what she did leading into the Moya. She had a beautiful piece of work this morning on the course proper at Caulfield, and I'm in a really good place with her, and I think she's in an even better place than I am mentally, which is great.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You've got to have them happy, haven't you?
Yeah, she's in a really good zone, Andrew. She's been very happy, obviously. She's done a lot of travelling in her time, and she's very happy in her new environment here at Caulfield, and I think the float trip up will bring her on even more, to be honest. I think she's in a really good place, and it's just great to have her run in such a great race.
We spoke last week after the Moya and after you got your slot about coming to Sydney. Have you done anything the other way or not? You've just kept her happy going in the direction the Melbourne way.
She works every second day the other way here at Caulfield anyway. There's a track. They open the track up to go the other way for slow work. So she goes the other way. She's adaptive. She's a horse that doesn't really need to gallop the other way. She's done that. She's been up to Queensland and raced around a lot tighter track than Randwick at Gold Coast. So more than comfortable with what we've done with her, and we're just itching to get there now. Very happy.
Yeah, exactly. How's the jock? How's Joe Bowdies feel about it?
He's pretty laid back all the time, Andrew. He's not one of the guys that sort of jumps around and gets too carried away. So he keeps a lid on things. He's pretty level-headed, and I'm sure he's excited as I am to get there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Yourself, Lloyd, I mean, this is a massive opportunity. You've got a horse in a $13 million race, and she's come back with a great win in the Moya, beating some horses that were being thought about to run in this Everest. I mean, it means a lot for you as a trainer going forward, I presume.
Yeah, it does. It's just a privilege to have runners in big races, and sort of just been building our profile for the last 4 or 5 years up to a really good level. And this is probably just another stepping stone to continue that phase in my career and keep that moving forward. And I think we're doing the right thing by everybody. And obviously keep you guys happy in the media and good updates with the horse. And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
When does she travel, mate? Do you leave her there sort of till Thursday?
Yeah, correct. She'll stay there till Thursday night, and she'll travel up and obviously be racing Saturday, come home Sunday.
Yeah. Mate, it's a good week. We'll wait for the draw tonight. We appreciate it. It's such an exciting race, and we're looking forward to seeing Vedora at her very best.
Thanks, Andrew.